On our guest line this morning, like every Tuesday, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. Sorry I missed last week. I was flying up to D.C. Good to be with you this week.
Well, we missed you, and we have a lot to talk about. What an amazing week this past week since Politico reported on the leaked draft from Associate Justice Alito that appears that the Supreme Court will in fact overturn Roe v. Wade, unless of course they change their mind, make a different decision. Of course, Chief Justice Roberts confirmed that the draft was legitimate. There are a lot of theories on who and why this was leaked. It's unprecedented. Should not have happened. You just introduced legislation that will punish any future leaks. Talk with us about your bill.
Yeah, so it's really unfortunate. It's arguably not illegal. Leaking a Supreme Court opinion in the manner that it was leaked is arguably not illegal. There's some gray areas surrounding a couple of arguments, but most people agree it's just not illegal. It's unethical. They should be punished, but I think it should be illegal. And a lot of my colleagues do as well. There was bipartisan pushback. Republicans and Dems agreed that this should never happen. And so I introduced a bill, Leak and Lose. It says that if you are found guilty of leaking Supreme Court documents, it's a misdemeanor. You have to pay a $5,000 fine, and you lose admission to any federal bar for the rest of your life. So when you're a Supreme Court clerk, it's very important that you're able to practice in front of federal courts. So it's a big deal to them, and hopefully it'll create a deterrent threat so it won't happen again. I also want to talk about the fact that there are quote-unquote peaceful protests outside of these justices' homes. It's absolutely illegal. There's a federal statute that says it's illegal. This president and the Department of Justice and the FBI are just not enforcing the law. These people don't care about the law. They don't care about right and wrong. They just care about power, and they care about getting what they want. And we just – it's in such a bad way right now in D.C. I'm hopeful that we can change course soon.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on the leak? I mean, the motivation behind the leak. We've heard all types of suggestions on who may have leaked it or why they leaked it. What do you think?
I have the most likely theory that I think makes sense is that Justice Sotomayor has a extremely liberal clerk, and that she did it. And the whole purpose of it was to create this uproar, to try to create pressure to get the justices to change course, which is just that's unfathomable. It's unfathomable that someone would try to do that, and it needs to be illegal, and they need to be held to account. All the justices think this is horrible, that this has happened. Most of their families have been relocated. It's just – Justice Thomas, I think, just yesterday said it's an attack on our institutions, and if we do not defend our institutions, it'll be the end of our country.
Yeah. I mean, I can't imagine that someone thought that if they leaked this and you had the protests, which we've seen, you know, these idiots walking up and down the streets in front of the justices' homes, that they thought that would change their minds. I mean, these men and women who serve on the court, when they go in, when they get this far along, they pretty much have made up their mind. I mean, they know how they feel about these issues, and I can't imagine that someone thought, well, we'll just put a little pressure on them. We'll march up and down in front of their houses with some signs, and they'll change their mind.
You know, the things that go through some of these activist brains, it doesn't make sense. But, again, at the end of the day, it is blatantly, directly, and completely illegal for these people to do what they're doing. That is a law that is currently federal law, and the Biden administration refuses to enforce the law. Every single person that is peacefully protesting in front of a justice's home should be immediately arrested, charged, and booked, and then released. It's only a year it's only a year misdemeanor, but it's the law. The law says you cannot do that. And the president of the United States encouraged people. He encouraged people through Jen Psaki. Jen Psaki said the president believes that it is their right to peacefully protest and encourages them to do so, except for the fact that it's illegal. It's just illegal.
And it doesn't look like there's any chance whatsoever that the Justice Department is going to be perusing these videos that have been posted on social media like they have in other instances and identifying these people and charging them. You're right. I mean, the White House is practically encouraging them to do so.
I mean, they're still there. So yep. They don't need videos. They can just go arrest them right now.
Yep. Yep. Crazy. All right. So we're still seeing record high prices at the fuel pump. I mean, it's just crazy what people are having to pay for fuel. Democrat Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says that you guys in the House of Representatives are going to vote on H.R. 7688, which was introduced last week, expected to vote this week, I suppose. As Democrats, this is their answer to record high gas prices. So I guess the idea is, if you can't open up the markets and create more supply, then you legislate lower prices? I mean, is that their theory there?
It's absolutely absurd. You know, I don't even know if they have the votes. They pulled it last night from the Rules Committee. They were trying to mark it up. At the end of the day, you can't legislatively force people to sell something at a price that they're unable to get it for.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these oil and gas companies are not going to be able to create more lower prices just out of thin air. The reason the prices are high is because Biden has cut off supply and demand is still high. He has blocked the Keystone Pipeline expansion. He has refused to allow people to get new permits. He's literally just destroying our supply. And we were energy independent. We were a net exporter. When he got into office, he said on the debate stage that he was going to end all permits. He's going to end all drilling, all fracking. And he has waged war on the oil and gas industry, and he is winning, and the American people are paying the consequences.
Yep. And as Vice President Kamala Harris says, you get what you vote for. As I understand it, the legislation would give the president the authority to issue an energy emergency declaration that would make it unlawful to sell gasoline or home fuel at a price that is, in the legislation it says, unconsciously excessive or exploitative. Now, my question is, who decides what prices are considered excessive?
I would imagine the Ministry of Truth that the Biden administration wants. I mean, you can't make it up. These people, these people have gone off the deep end.
Now that's a good one, Congressman. So good to talk with you. We'll check in with you again next week. Have a safe week.
Great to be with you. Look forward to it. Take care.
Yeah, Congressman William Timmons. I mean, the Ministry of Truth. They're going to decide what is considered excessive pricing. That's pretty good.